Law enforcement officials have trained their sights on the city of Oakland. They rank it as one of the most violent in America. The Oakland police expect by the end of this year, the murder rate will be double that of last year. So they're trying another new approach. Shirley Skeel reports.
It may not be your typical crime prevention scheme, but the Oakland police hope they finally found an answer in the plan known as Operation Ceasefire. They've drawn up a list of the people they consider to be the top 100 violent offenders. The police will call these suspects in for a heart-to-heart talk. After all, it worked in High Point, North Carolina.
Well, we've been able to steadily decrease our violent crime since 1997 every year, and we have reduced gun crimes, we have reduced gun assaults, and particularly we've reduced homicides.
Marty Sumner, High Point's assistant police chief, says of the 600 suspects pulled into the program over 9 years, only 100 have since committed serious crimes. That's half the rate normally seen for repeat offenses. Operation Ceasefire is aimed at the kind of person George Galvis used to be. The former gang member grew up with violence.
One of my first experiences with witnessing gang violence was when I was 3 years old and I witnessed my father, basically trying to kill my mother.
As a teenager, he felt angry and vulnerable until he found a new place to belong.
All of a sudden, when I did become gang affiliated, it was really a feeling of intoxication to be able to pick up the phone and have like 10 carloads of street soldiers ready to back me up.
After doing time, he gave up the gang life. He now works on youth programs in schools. Oakland's Deputy Police Chief Howard Jordan hopes to turn more offenders around with Operation Ceasefire's carrot and stick approach.
The stick is that if you get caught, there's a good chance that you're going to go to federal prison. And the carrot is that you get a chance to turn your life around.
This fall, probation and parole officers will order the top offenders in to listen to social workers, neighbors, and church groups about why they should change their lives. They'll be offered job training and help with drug problems. Then comes the tough talk. They'll be told they're under close surveillance. One more serious crime and they could face federal, not state charges. That may mean 15 years in jail, not just 2 or 3. Boston, Chicago, and San Francisco have all tried Operation Ceasefire. Boston Police Superintendent Paul Joyce says homicides fell by 2/3 in 4 years. Still, George Galvis, the former gang member, is skeptical of the program. Galvis says delinquents will sneer at the police offer of help.
There's not going to be a trust. Police have a vested interest in crime, and police are kind of considered to be gangsters themselves by gang members. They're just considered to be the biggest gang.
The Oakland police have already been rebuked by a federal court following a lawsuit alleging police abuse. That makes Ben Wiskita, a director of the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights, wary of Operation Ceasefire.
I think any time that you just set out to round up 100 people without charges, without evidence, I think there's a recipe there for abuse.
The police say suspects' civil rights will be fully respected. More optimistic about Operation Ceasefire are Oakland residents like Robin Johnson, who lives in a high-crime area with her family and 2 pit bulls. If it works, she says.
At nighttime, I could probably take my 2 dogs out and walk them and feel a little bit safer and not have to duck every time you think you hear a firecracker or a gunshot.
Currently, she never goes out at night, and she stays away from the windows. It's a way of life many in Oakland would like to put behind them. For NPR News, I'm Shirley Skeel.